All right, so tax day is almost here, everyone. And with tax reform, you may be more stressed out than usual. You may want to work with a tax pro this year to make sure you get your maximum refund. That's why H&R Block has tax pros just waiting to help you. You can pop in an office or schedule an appointment through hrblock.com all the way until the April 15th filing deadline. And with 12,000 locations, it shouldn't be hard to find one near you. When Block has your back, you know that you'll get every credit, deduction, and dollar that you deserve, and there's no surprises at H&R Block. Their new upfront pricing lets you know the price before you even begin. And if you've been putting off your taxes this year, just head to H&R Block because no one knows tax reform better. Stop in an office or go to hrblock.com to schedule an appointment with a tax pro today.
I could ask you the same question. What, you don't need to sleep anymore?
No, I was sleeping.
You called me and woke me up.
Oh, right. Well, I wanted to let you know that I hearted your Instagram photo.
Okay, cool.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is how you drunk dial.
What's up, Vinos? Coming to you from Las Vegas today with...
Jason.
Say your last name, sir.
Tartik.
Tartik. Tartik. This may be the best place in the world to be drinking and dialing, would you say?
The best.
They say what happens in Vegas stays here, but I'm going to be answering some pretty scandalous questions from Twitter today. I don't think it's that scandalous, but it'll be released for all of my Vinos to hear. But before we get into your questions, I wanted to catch up on the past week. What did your week look like? Did you work?
I worked. Yeah, it was a great week.
You have a job?
It was a great week.
Do people ever ask you that? Like, do you have a real job? And you're like, yeah, most of us bachelor people are like, no. And you're like, yes, I do, actually.
I work, yeah.
Yeah. You had a good week?
Great week.
We're sharing one mic today, so this is a little bit of a struggle. It's a little back and forth. Like, I feel like I'm really doing a red carpet interview with you right now. Cheers. Yeah, so we're, okay, so my last week I really needed a little R&R downtime, recharge the batteries. It was go, go, go for the live tour. We had so much fun in New York, which I guess people are just hearing that yesterday for Grape Therapy.
Oh, yeah. It just came out. Part 2 came out, right?
Yeah. Part 2 was a little aggressive. Would you say?
I mean, I learned a lesson, right? And that lesson is that I can't hang with the Vinos because they send the shots up. The atmosphere was a little wild. I definitely consumed one too many beverages and needed to mix in a water or two that night. But I will say, everyone that showed up was very kind and supportive, and whether you could tell through the podcast or not, the energy there was really high, and I think people honestly had just a ton of fun. And I do probably recognize that maybe all the fun they had maybe doesn't correlate to the podcast, and therefore we take their energy and bring it through our words.
It's true. I feel like the live shows are a bit of like a stand-up act. Like, I feel like I say more things for shock value. I'm being very inappropriate on the podcast when it's live because I feel like I'm on stage and I'm doing like a stand-up show. And so I saw what?
Well, no, as you say, it's interesting because you do these live, I mean, you and I have done plenty of podcasts and you know, the list goes on, but you do a lot of them and it's really good, deep, intimate conversations one-on-one. But then when you have a crowd of 600 people in front of you and we're not musicians, we're not singing, we're not acting, we're not playing anything.
Yet we're still performing.
But that's the thing. The only entertainment is your conversation. Yeah. And when you're up there, you feel like you kind of have to...
You kind of got to bring it, bring the entertainment, and all of a sudden you're like, what's happening? You're on a stage. I feel like once you're on a stage, you really let loose and you want to please the crowd.
Correct. And I think in general, your podcasts are obviously very entertaining, but it's a lot of just dialogue, one-on-one conversation. And when you're in that atmosphere, it changes completely in the fact that, like, you feel, at least I did, I'm like, you feel like you kind of have to like put a show on. It's like, you're at the center of it all in front of 600 people. You got to like be funny and maybe act a little goofier than you typically would.
And then you mix in all the tequila shots that were sent our way.
I was just going to say, mix in a few tequila shots and too many glasses of wine before, and you have yourself
an inappropriate podcast.
An inappropriate podcast.
I saw something online where it was... It kind of took a quote from the podcast that was, I mean, quite inappropriate if we're being honest, but it was out of context. Like, they took something that's a regular segment on my show that is confessions, And they kind of ran with it without injecting my humor into it. And when I read it as the article, I was like, oh, damn, like that's a lot. I don't want my family reading that. But in the moment, it's so funny because it's a confession and the whole like room is laughing. And it was just, you can't, it doesn't come across in an article, you know? And so I think people were like, damn, that's gross. And I'm like, well, you kind of had to be there.
No, and I think there's takeaways, right? Like words are powerful. They have meaning. And when you say something, mean it because you don't know the power or impact it have. That being said, what's really just as equal is the context. And if you don't completely understand the context, I'm sure if you took every confession of any person that's come on your podcast and you took one sentence out of their confession and put it and plastered it on a billboard without understanding the back and forth dialogue behind it, I'm sure a lot of people would have comments. Yeah. That being said, you know, inappropriate.
That being said, maybe reel it in, Caitlin. Reel it in a little bit. Well, I mean, I don't know. I just always feel like I can go there because the Vinos are always, they have my sense of humor. So I feel like I can go there. But when I see it on an article or something, I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. That's a lot. It's a lot.
It's a lot. And I do think, yeah, it's a lot.
That's not said.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Lesson learned.
Especially if a family's listening.
I tell you what, if you told me a year ago, if you told me a year ago that there'd be an e-news article of that nature, involved.
I know, because it was funny, because you're still kind of new, where I'm like, yeah, you should see the gnarly articles that have been written about me. I'm kind of like, I brush it off.
And let's just say, candidly, I think you and I had a very frank conversation today.
Yeah, well, it's funny, because we're so different. And part of my whole podcast, you know, is my inappropriate sense of humor. So it's just, we're going to work out the kinks and we're going to find a happy little medium. And I mean, I can't reel it in. I can't. It's my thing. That's part of the podcast, is that it's taboo topics and it's the conversation that people are thinking, but they don't want to say, you know?
You don't reel it in, do you? Do whatever you got to do. Just, you know, maybe a little, tighten it up a little bit.
No. Next subject.
Tighten it up a little bit.
Next subject. We got a lot of tweets when people were listening that we were going to tell the story about the first L-bomb that we dropped. And people were like, you didn't circle back to the L-bomb.
The other thing I saw is people were like, that was edited out. The honesty behind it, it wasn't edited out.
We forgot.
We were just like bantering, consumed too much, and totally forgot that one.
And we kind of got kicked out of the venue because we had really overstayed our welcome.
Yeah, we did. I believe, I could be wrong, I thought that was in the beginning section, but conversation was just flowing. And also, what they don't see is Brandy is right to our right, and then we had about 8 friends like right there, and then the people in the front are all shouting different discussion topics too. So your mind is just working at 100 miles an hour, and I think we just got distracted.
Right. So anyways, Vegas. Just kidding. No, I'll go back to the story.
Funny thing is, I was going to be like, yeah, so what are you talking about, Vegas? Like, I totally forgot.
I have a really big problem with circling back. Okay, we'll tell you the story. I'll tell you the story. So Jason and I had been, I mean, we hadn't been hanging out very long, but I mean, it was long enough to know like how we felt. And
I mean, I think for most people's time scale, maybe it's pretty quick. But the one thing that I will say, as we talked about this, is when you do go on The Bachelor, because you go through this period of no phone, no TV, no internet, no music, no anything, it really gives yourself an understanding and time to really just self-reflect. And you learn what you've done wrong in relationships and where you could be better. And then you come out. I came out just so much more open in understanding who I am and what I want. So I think that's why things kind of do escalate quick.
And the nature of the show, you know, you just kind of like, we're like, oh, well, we've been dating for a few months now. We should probably get married. So that's what we do. Anyway, so we were playing cards as we do Monopoly, and we were at Jason's apartment, and I knew we both felt it. Like, I knew we both wanted to say the I love yous. But for some, you're the cutest. So I think you wanted to have some sort of plan, like a special way of saying it, which is so stinking cute. And we were sitting there playing cards, and our conversation has always been very straightforward, very honest, very open. And you looked at me when we were playing cards and I was like, what? And you're like, well, now I might get this wrong too, because sometimes you correct me with how this went down. But my side of the story is that we were playing Monopoly and then you were looking at me and I was like, what? And then you said, I want to say something, but I was going to like say it in a different way or a different time, but we don't hold back and I don't want to hold back what I feel with you. And I just love you.
No, I think you nailed it. I think perception is I like had an idea of the manner in which I wanted to deliver it. But one of the things about our relationship is that we've always been extremely, extremely open in our communication. Like if we have the slightest issue, good, bad, or ugly, we don't hold things back and we don't filter things. We just put it on the table with one another.
And we discuss it to like as far as we can go and then we move on.
Right. So I think at that time I had an idea of like, again, having like a romantic manner in which I delivered the message that was meaningful. But we were just playing cards and I just looked at you and I was like, wow, I love you. But like it didn't, you know what I mean? It wasn't the smoothest thing, but it was the raw.
No, it was. It was romantic because it was raw and real and because you were like, you couldn't hold it back. It was romantic because you're like, I wanted to deliver this in a different way, but I can't hold back. That's romantic.
I like felt bad. I'm like, wait, I should have done this better.
No.
Playing and you did a funny thing in it.
When you get down on one knee, then you can do it properly. But when you need to tell me you love me, then you can just shout it from the apartment. Balcony. Are those croutons still burnt on your balcony, by the way?
I think I just cleaned them up.
I think people saw my Instagram story, but I burnt croutons when I was making, what was I making? Oh, a salad.
3 times in a row. You burnt them 3 times.
Yeah, that ain't right.
Quite impressive.
That ain't right. My mom was like, Caitlin, put them in the microwave. What are you doing?
That's also not a depiction of your cooking because you are a really good cook. Really good cook.
Anyways, Vegas. Anywho, Vegas. What did you think about the Backstreet Boys concert last night?
So it's funny. Last minute, Caitlin tells me that she'll be podcasting with the Backstreet Boys, and she was invited to go to the show.
A Backstreet Boy, AJ.
Oh, okay. A Backstreet Boy. And that she had a +1 ticket. And I was at work, and I'm like, I need to book a flight. She's like, it's so sweet. You want to see me? I'm like, yeah, but I really want to see the Backstreet Boys.
You're using me for a concert. I see what's happening here.
I'm kidding. So I came in literally last minute after work and made a quick trip. But what a show.
It's incredible. If anyone is ever in Vegas and you don't see, they're only actually going to be on for another 3 weeks or something. So if you ever have the chance, if you're in Vegas in the next 3 weeks and you don't see that show, what is wrong with you? It's the best show. And I was just like a crazy little fangirl.
Yeah, and they're going on a world tour, but you were screaming and yelling, oh my God. But I will say the show was incredible. I was concerned that maybe their voices were shot and that they still wouldn't have the chops they did. They were all belting every single note, hitting every note, and it was electric in that.
It was electric.
Electric.
Wait, that's a great word to describe it. It was electric. We just had so much fun. We went gambling after. I just had such a good time. A couple can you not moments though.
Can you not?
Just because I think we can all find a can you not when it comes to Vegas, would you say?
Oh, absolutely. And I will tell you the best game to play. Oh, there's a lot of good games, but a really good group game, no matter who you're with or if they know gambling or not, was roulette. We just each bought in $50. We had $1 bets and you just like pick your favorite number. Right.
And I kept blowing it.
Yeah, you kept blowing it.
No. Which is so weird because I always am like, my intuition. I'm like, have such good intuition. And then it's like, nope, you lost every time.
You were always going 11 black. That was your number. 11, 11.
Because 11's my favorite color. What? 11's my favorite number and black's my favorite color. 11's my favorite number and black is my favorite color.
Gotcha. But do you remember the one time I was like, you always talk about your intuition. That's why you always win rock, paper, scissors. However, you weren't focused. And the one time I said to you, I go, Caitlin, I need you to focus. Is this going to be a big roll or should I just bet a little bit? And you go, I have a feeling, bet big. Now, I'm sure this is just a coincidence.
No, not a coincidence.
Wow. But I did bet big and we won. That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. But Cleo, can you not touch the chips and get us in trouble? Remember, she kept touching the chips, and the lady was like, "You can't do that."
Everyone's, yeah, and then we played just a little bit of blackjack, and the bet was already down. And Cleo didn't know how to play blackjack, and she like added chips to the bet after the cards came out, and then she touched the cards, and the dealer had to like get the pit boss. It's like, we need to do a check on seat 5. Cleo's like, oh no, what did I do?
The nicest person in the world. She was like, oh sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Sorry. It's so fun. Cleo's the sweetest. So Cleo, I think, had a few tequilas last night, and she doesn't usually like go all in like that.
We were good. We were well behaved.
And I mean Cleo was.
We had to make up for our poor behavior, so.
Right. That's balance. But Cleo was still well behaved, but she had a few tequilas. And so you could tell she wanted to go to bed, but she's such a sweetheart that she just wants to rally all the time and be a yes girl. So she. So Jason's having an issue with his contact, and one of his contact lenses is like in the back of his head, and he's just like, ooh, this hurts, and he's like blinking it out. And Cleo goes, I know that pain, and we should probably go to bed.
She literally goes, oh, I know what that feels like, and so we'll just go to sleep. Yeah. We'll just go to sleep and end the night. And you and I are like, wait, what?
Like, and we're like, well, you can go to bed if you want. We're going to keep gambling, but you can go to bed. She was like, oh, okay, I'm going to go to bed. So freaking cute. My other Vegas can you not smoke everywhere? Like, everyone is smoking in Vegas. It's like... cigars, cigarettes, like people. Is weed legal here?
I don't know. The issue I have is when you're at a table with someone and then they intentionally blow it in your face.
Like, I think they do. They like want you to leave if you're doing well.
Yeah, like that. No one knows the one guy who's playing with us, and he was literally like
the guy that looked like Howie Mandel.
Yes, you kept saying that's Howie Mandel.
It wasn't Howie Mandel.
It was not. But anyway, in just like you can't blow the smoke right in your face. That's rude.
No, that's a huge can you not?
Yeah, you need like one of those. Remember those fans back in the 90s? Like you flicked it, and it was like the hand.
Oh my god,
that's what we need.
Jason, I got my hair caught in one of those, and it was like traumatic, and I had to cut a huge chunk of my hair out because I was using one of the handheld fans, and it went and caught up my whole hair, and I had to cut it out. It was like terrible for me.
That's hilarious.
My mom had to cut it out. It was like
poor Les.
Anyways, I have a couple can you nots from the Vinos of the Facebook group, and they're pretty good. It has to do with travel. I think we could do travel can you nots for the rest of time, just because there's so many. But this one girl, Malia Johnson, started the conversation on the Off the Vine Facebook group with her can you not. She said the lady in front of me was sitting in the bulkhead, which I think is the first row, and kept shoving her bag under her seat and pushing mine out, and then proceeded to argue with me when I said that the bags go under in the front. And she doesn't have a seat in front of her, so then she needs to put her stuff above. You know, if you're in row one, you have to put your stuff above. The flight attendant came to back her up, so can you not, lady in the bulkhead? I didn't know that's what it was called.
I have a can you not. Okay. Can you not with Vegas? So here's what happens. This place is brilliant, right? There's a reason that these buildings are so nice and everything is decorated just in a pristine manner. But they get you every time you walk in because you're really, really thirsty. And then suppose you order room service and overpay for that and they bring you tap water. Tap water tastes like hell. Like hell. So what do they have? They have 8 beautiful Fiji bottles stacked perfectly next to each other. And if you touch them, literally you pick it up. It's like $100 per Fiji bottle. So can you not, with all these angles where they get you for a $20 beer and a $20 Fiji bottle, it's like a game of chess. They know what you're doing before you do it, and they get you every time.
That's called smart business.
Good for them.
You know what? Can you?
They got me.
They get me every time. The drinks are always just like, I mean, you really do get what you pay for, because you pay $20 for a vodka soda and you get the whole bottle of vodka in your drink. Like, it's a lot. So another one was, can you not turn on the overhead light at 5 a.m. when everyone else is trying to sleep? I actually get so mad at that when people turn on their overhead light when it's like all dark and it's like nighttime and people are sleeping. I'm like, oh, really? Like, you really need to read the newspaper right now? Can you not?
Yep, that's a good one. The other one is when someone's sitting behind you and they're intentionally putting like their knees into your seat, or if you try to recline a little bit, they'll push it back up. Like, come on.
Oh, you're so like grounded and humble sitting in the back.
What do you mean?
Did you say, what row did you say?
Oh yeah. Well, I am grounded and humble. I'm the frugal one in this relationship.
I'm frugal.
You gotta go sit.
Frenchie.
That's because I travel so much and they bump me up. It's not because I pay for it.
You're so cool.
I know. Thank you for your honesty. This is going to be your favorite one. Are you ready? Can you not leap out of your seat as soon as the plane comes to a stop? You're in row 24, hun. Just sit in your seat for a few minutes and not make my claustrophobic self have a panic attack. Thank you, Kim, for that, because...
Kim, you have spoken the truth that we all needed to hear. I cannot stand. Literally, they sprint up. The door's not open. Where are you going?
Jason told me he was good to break up with me. He didn't say anything. But when the plane landed, he watched me and studied my moves carefully. Because if I was the one to jump up out of my seat when the plane landed, you were going to end it. That was going to be a deal breaker for you.
Wouldn't have been a deal breaker, but we would have had a conversation.
We would have had a very open, honest conversation.
Or how about in the plane when like someone... stands their ground when they're sitting in the middle or you're next to them, and they make sure that they put both arms next to you and they're overflowing intentionally into your seat. Stay
in your lane, bro.
I'm not going into your lane. Stay out of my lane.
Stay in your lane, bro. Can you not? This one is disturbing, and I can't believe this actually happened to this girl, but she said, can you not be a creepy old man watching porn while I'm sitting next to you on the plane? Brooke, this happened to Brooke. She said, who does that? That's disgusting. That I can't even. I would lose it. I would be like, I would complain. I'd hit the old dinger up above a ding ding flight attendant, get this man off this plane. That should be illegal. That's just disgusting.
I agree. That's gross.
Ugh, next. Can you not? Oh, this is my. Can you not? Can you not make awkward small talk when I have headphones in? Mackenzie? Preach, Mackenzie. It's one of my biggest, I've told you that before. Remember, like sometimes men will sit next to me and they'll be like, oh, heading home, or I'm like, oh my gosh.
I'm fine if you want to start a conversation in the plane to like have a quick conversation, but you got to read the scenario, right? And if you can, it's easy to tell if someone wants to engage in conversation or not. And if they don't want to, make it quick, make it short, and move on.
I think we should get to some people's Vegas confessions.
Let's do it. Can we make these a little appropriate, please?
Okay. Politically correct, Jason. Somebody actually tweeted me. Look, I took a screenshot of it just to show you. Somebody tweeted me and said, Caitlin Bristow, the confessions on part two of NY Live were epic. I could picture Jason with a red face telling that story.
Oh, yeah.
I laughed so hard and gave myself a tummy ache. Thank you for bringing this not so politically correct Jason out of his shell.
I had a red face and I was sweating profusely, so you nailed it.
Well, there you go. Do you have any Vegas confessions?
No.
Liar! You're such a liar.
This is, you had people submit Vegas.
I was trying to sewer you, though.
Yeah, see, this is what happens when I'm not actually taped.
You know my Vegas confession.
You would have got me at Saturday in New York. I'm like, oh, let me tell you about my Vegas confession. So I'm going to tell you all about it.
I probably would have got super upset too, because I don't want to know your Vegas confession. what's your favorite thing? Oh, you're a really big gambler. You're good at it. That's what I mean. You're good at like blackjack and numbers and stuff. I shouldn't say you're a big gambler.
It's not like that. But I was like growing up, I was always really into poker. And the things I liked about poker is odds, right? So you know how many cards are in the deck. If you're on a flush draw, you could do quick math to figure out the percentages. But on top of that, you're always reading your opponent. So if someone's neck is pulsating, it means they're nervous. It means their pulse is actually going up. There's different reads you could have from a psychology standpoint. So I always like...
You should have been a professional poker player.
Really gravitated towards poker. And just in general, I obviously enjoy numbers. So I think that's the aspect I like about it. But if you go out there and gamble, you must set limits and you must know what you can afford, what you can't afford. Every time I go to Vegas, I bring a certain dollar amount of cash. And if I lose that cash, I don't touch the cards.
Right. That's smart.
And then you call me, what do you call me? Johnny Fat Stacks or something.
Jerry Fat Stacks. You always have a stack of cash. I'm like, that's dangerous, man. Like, what if people see that and then they jump you outside of the club or something?
It's like Green Book. You saw Green Book?
Yeah. Exactly. That's what it reminds. Don't show your cash. Okay. William Holman is a guy, which shocks me, that I don't know if he listens to the podcast or if he just had a funny story, but he said, I drank so much I jumped out of the Bellagio and took a rowboat to the middle of the fountains. People at the Bellagio were not happy and my date was not happy either.
Wow, that's wild.
How did you not end up in jail?
That's a jail story. That is a jail story.
Oh, wow. Courtney B said, best friend's birthday at a club and she fell off the dance stage, broke her wrist. I told her it was sprained. We wrapped it, did shots of Patron to numb the pain, and continued with our night.
Ouch. That hurts. That hurts.
So I did a podcast with the guys from Thunder Down Under today, and his podcast has to do with doing a dance move and injuring himself terribly. But I don't want to spoil it. But yeah,
teaser.
Okay, this is funny. Timmy Layton said, I was very, very close to being arrested with zip ties for putting a cat sticker over the elevator camera when I was highly intoxicated.
That's fun. That's good. Wait, where do you get a cat sticker?
Yeah, why do you have a cat sticker?
Hanging out with them or what?
Have you ever been on the streets of the Strip? I feel like they're just throwing out random crap everywhere. Like,
sure, that's true. Maybe that's out. Wait, but what's the intention? That's hilarious.
I know. That's funny. I'm trying to... a lot of these are actually the same. Like, a lot of people have fallen downstairs, thrown up. Cleo threw up 5 times, I think, today, which is really unfortunate, but... Amanda Britt said, got all the way back to Wisconsin and realized I left my house keys in the rental car along with my dignity. Molly Weeks said, went skydiving in Vegas and my best friend hooked up with her instructor. Okay, what do you have on?
It's a good learning lesson. When I went to check my bag, I gave the flight attendant employee my phone because they scan your phone, right? So she took the phone, she checked my bag, everything went well. I was in a rush. I ran to the line. I got through security, which was a huge line. Obviously, I have to take my phone out to go through security and realize that once I got through security, I left my phone at the counter. So I had to go out of security, get my phone, and I made my flight by like 30 seconds. So never leave your phone at the security counter.
Yeah, that's not a good idea. Look, I'm just going to show you this picture and you can just have your reaction. Ready?
Okay. Whoa! That is like that picture. Here's how I would explain this picture. I have seen guys get in hockey fights, and I've seen videos of hockey fights and the results of them. I don't think I've seen an image like this from a hockey fight.
What's the story?
I want to throw up when I look at that. She literally has the back of her tooth there, but the front chunk is off. She said the only part I really remember about this was hearing, anybody know where her teeth went?
Oh, okay. I can't.
But on the plus side, she said Vegas hospitals are very efficient.
Sure. They're good with volume.
Shelley Hughes, you might be the winner of this. I feel like I need to end it on a high note. Okay.
So I'm really excited for this weekend. So we have this podcast, and then we have a podcast with Colton, Blake, you, and myself, and that's going to be a blast. I can't wait.
No tequila, okay?
I can't wait for the banter. Yeah, Vinos who show up. I promise you, there's one thing I won't do. I will not take the shots you send.
Yeah, we appreciate it, but at the same time, we want to make a good podcast for you, so can you not?
Yeah, can you not? And it's not one, it's not two, it's the rest. It's the peer pressure in front of 600 people. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it.
Okay, let's get to a couple questions, and then we're going to wrap up. Melissa Kroll wants to know, what is a secret you've never revealed to the public before? I'm trying to think of one for myself. I feel like I just reveal everything to everyone all the time. I don't have any secrets. Okay. Well, I'm sorry for the letdown, Melissa Kroll. All right. So should we call Drunk Dial a couple people?
Sure.
Okay. This will be a good one for you because I feel like you'll actually have good advice. Okay. So we're going to call Marin Chorney.
Hello.
Hello, is this Marin?
No, you've got the wrong number.
Oh.
Is she pranking us?
Are you pranking Caitlin Bristow's dial?
Wait, this is... No, I'm not. But my name's not Mary. It's Elise.
Oh.
Wait.
Oh, call.
Okay, that's so funny. They actually got your number mixed up with a different person's name. So
oh, really?
Yes. Okay, so there was two.
Oh,
there's,
well, that makes more sense.
There's, yeah, there was. That's so funny. Oh, you got the wrong number. Imagine we just hung up and we didn't get to talk to you. Oh, my God. I actually really
I
like your question.
I didn't even answer. I was like, okay, I might not answer. And then it was like, well, I'm not married. Do I hang up?
That's so hilarious. Well, we heard you have a question for Drunk Dial.
I do. Okay, it's kind of a weird question.
I love it.
But I know you like weird questions.
Yep.
She,
okay,
she
so
does. I don't really love them, but like, but bring
this
them up.
This could be for me anyways.
Well, you might not like this, Jason, but
oh,
boy. You're involved, but
here we go.
So if you had to take a body shot of any condiment out of Jason's belly button, what would it be?
That's a great question. I respect that question. Because
yeah,
the thing is we're big, big condiment people.
I love condiments.
You might like it.
I live for condiments. Like, I can't eat food without dipping it. I just can't. And
oh, yeah, I'm all about it.
Funny that you asked that. I actually took a shot of ketchup out of Jason's belly button last night. So, no, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. I didn't.
I was like, I want to be surprised.
You know, wait, speaking of ketchup, did you hear that Heinz just came up with Cranch, which is ketchup and ranch mix?
Ooh, that sounds
That's like fancy sauce from, like, Step Brothers, you know? But, like,
yes, the fancy sauce.
Because everyone can get it.
Oh my gosh, I love that you know fancy sauce. Yeah, that's what it reminded me of too. And yeah, they have the mayo chup and now they have Cranch, and I'm pretty excited about it.
Dang.
So that's my answer.
What's your answer?
My answer is Cranch.
Cranch, final answer.
Oh. Okay, so Jason, if it was reversed,
I'm a huge blue cheese guy, because in Buffalo, we don't use ranch. We always use blue cheese, especially with our wings. So I'm also big on Frank's Red Hot. And also sriracha.
Oh,
so now my
shot of it though.
Well, now my
don't do that to my belly button. That would burn.
Well, I'm not taking any of this shit out of your belly button, for the record. But what I've been really into is actually mixing Frank's with blue cheese, mixing it up, and then taking sriracha too and doing sriracha blue cheese mix. So
oh
one of the two mixes.
God.
That's my go-to. Oh yeah.
Wow.
That sounds amazing.
Yes. That does sound amazing, and I would let you take it out of my belly button even though you don't want to.
One thing I'll say about condiments too, I learned is that January I went for a meatless January, and I really learned that obviously there's a difference between vegetarian meat and real produced meat, but I'm telling you the real thing, honestly, is condiments.
Yeah.
Like when you
it's all about how you dress it.
You just realize
that's true.
All you're tasting is the condiments anyway.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Wow.
I like put enough sodium in something and I'm like, I'll eat it. That's fine.
I'm the same way. I'm really glad we got your call and that we drunk dialed you because awesome. I like that question.
And our apologies for getting the name wrong.
Yeah.
No, that's okay. I'm so glad I actually answered and then didn't immediately hang up.
I'm really glad too.
So sad. I literally would have never forgiven myself.
Well, we would have called you back next week. Well, it's Elise, right?
That.
Though Elise.
Yes, Elise.
Well, thank you so much for letting us drunk dial you.
Of course. Have a great time.
So good talking to you. Take care. Have a good weekend.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Well, I just love my listeners so much. They're always so funny.
You gonna do one more right now?
Because now I don't know whose number is who. Sure. So let me just ask you this and we'll answer it on the pod because I do think you'll have a good response. So her name is Marin. She said, I moved to Edmonton to be with my long-term boyfriend. I work from home, so I'm finding it hard to make friends. I feel so dependent on my boyfriend and struggling to find my way living in a new city. What's your best advice for a girl in her mid-20s trying to figure out her life in a new city? What were your struggles when you first moved to Nashville? How do you overcome them? I hope you're on the Off the Vine Facebook group because you could probably find a solid group of Edmontonians on Off the Vine Facebook group. I'm from Edmonton, so I could maybe suggest a couple of people. But that is a tough city to make friends in, I will say, because there's not a lot happening. It's just there's not a lot going on. Everybody just goes to like Cactus Club for drinks and or to an Oilers game. So my suggestion would be reach out to the Off the Vine Facebook group. and find some friends in Edmonton.
So for me, I've moved so many times with work, and my parents live in different cities than I do, and it's moving has been one of the only constants. So there are so many ways to do this, right? So you can think about a non-for-profit you're passionate about, become involved in that organization or volunteer. Think about something that like really drives you. Is it working out? Is it soul cycling? Is it, I don't know, biking, whatever it might
be. Hobby.
Yeah, find a hobby and then find a group associated with it. The other thing is even with Facebook.
Get a dog.
But they have like Facebook travel too. So you can go to different cities, I believe, and see who's like traveling. So I have a cousin who's a traveling nurse in Seattle, and they have a traveling nurse page, and it's all for the nurses that are traveling. But then she was telling me that a lot of people that are just from that just moved to Seattle that aren't traveling nurses will join the page too. So there are so many different avenues. Find a hobby, find a group of people associated with that. Even like crazy things like go take a class at like a school. Like just take one class at a community college and you'll meet people there and maybe learn something. So I think there's a ton of ways.
Wow, way to one up me on that answer.
LinkedIn too. LinkedIn's a good one too.
Bumble BFF.
Bumble BFF. Yeah.
That's cute. Okay. Well, I think those are really great suggestions. Sure. Yeah, sure. Well, thank you everybody for drunk dialing with us and listening to our little love story. And it was fun doing this with you as per usual, Jay.
Jay?
Son.
Such a pleasure. It's good to remember this podcast.
Oh, boy. You love me?
I love you.
I love you. All right, everybody. See you next time. Is that how I end podcasts now? See you next time. This week's Drunk Dial is sponsored by H&R Block. Visit hrblock.com to find the office closest to you.
Some people like to deep clean every Saturday morning. I prefer to spend a few minutes every day keeping things fresh with Lysol. Lysol's brand new day toilet bowl cleaner disinfects both the toilet brush and bowl, killing 99.9% of viruses and bacteria with a fragrance that feels like a tropical getaway for your senses. Don't just clean, Lysol clean.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.